You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this Tuesday, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and this podcast is proudly brought to you by Sharenet.co.za. Greg, let's get straight into it now, because after the mauling of the markets, and the international markets in particular yesterday, what are the major indexes doing, the ones that we track?
Yeah, so pretty sort of was getting ready for the pod, and I was thinking, what are we really going to talk about here? Fairly nothing day, really. The banking index down 0.03, so that's flat. Financial 0.04. Industrials down 1.1. The retail is down 1%. Something there. The gold shares down very slightly, down 0.5. Platinum slightly better, 0.4. And the resources down 0.22. So the general market down 0.25%, 56,234.
And the value traded?
Oh, the value. Oh, I just clicked on the wrong thing here.
That's all right. We've got plenty of time.
20.2 billion.
20.2 billion. Okay, that's not bad as well. And I'm looking at the S&P futures. S&P up around about 33. It was down around about 70 yesterday. So we've got almost a 50% retracement. Now, a lot of people will say something about Fibonacci numbers and we should be selling it here. But again, it's a buy the dips market when it comes to the United States. You can throw anything at it and then it displays what I always called in my previous existence as a broadcaster on television, bounce back ability.
Bounce back abilities, certainly. And I think that's what gave investors here locally comfort as the Dow. You know, we obviously came into those horror numbers this morning on the Dow, but the Dow futures were positive most of the day, and that's carried forward to the spot market up 250. So as you say, people are inclined to be optimistic and say, well, this could be a buying opportunity, fear of missing out. So you did see a little bit of buying this morning, drifted lower this afternoon. But still a much better performance than you would have expected with the Dow down 600.
Okay, I'm going to Sharenet's SENS announcement screen. That's a stock exchange news service. And am I finding anything here, Greg? Is there anything coming out today, further cautionary announcement? This is a company, you've no idea what it is. AEP Energy Africa Limited. You've no idea what that is, have you?
But I've got a juicy one for you.
Go on then.
On the SENS announcements.
Yes.
So if you look at Tongaat,
right,
4 o'clock this afternoon, the headline is unwind of 2007
broad-based black economic empowerment equity transaction and resultant transfer of shares. What does that mean?
Well, it means that Standard Bank and Nedbank now between them own 20% of Tongaat. Try not to laugh.
It's a nervous laugh,
tragedy.
Greg. Yes. But what does it mean? It's the unwind of a 2007 broad-based black economic empowerment equity transaction. But why is it being unwound 12 years later?
Well, it probably there's a clause in there which, I mean, none of the banks could have foreseen. And that if it's underwater, then the banks will step in.
I see. I'm with you.
It's 20,000 foot under the water.
Set of numbers from a company called Mazor Group. I mean, if it's Mazor Group Limited. Is that a property company, Greg? Mazor. What is it?
It's just sounding very Mazor. No, I don't see it. Yeah, honestly.
Mazor. It was at 2:15 they came out with it. So just try Maz. I like testing you on these small caps.
I got it. MZR.
What does it do?
Yeah, came out with. Let's have a look here. Property counter. It didn't trade today. It's got a bit at 55 cents and a sell at 98 cents. The last trade was at 99 cents. It's got a market capitalization of 108 million.
Okay, so it's a hobby, not a business. Greg, Kumba Iron Ore Limited, we spoke about this morning on the opening trading statement for the 6 months. The share price hasn't done well this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought the trading statement was quite good, and some of our traders are going, you know, this is going to rally. So a head scratcher, perhaps it all to do with Trump and so on. But the share price down 2.75%, 11 Rand lower to 402. Perhaps a lot of this was built into, you know, the share price had been running ahead of this. And, you know, the problems with iron ore in Brazil had pushed these kind of counters probably to lofty levels.
Indeed. Let's have a look at the top five major movers, if we can. Let me just refresh my ShareNet screen here, Greg. I've got ShopRite at the top of the list here, up 3.2%. That's an interesting one. Intuprop, Cap, Discovery and MMI Holdings. That's the five I've got. Any stories there?
I'm interested to see that recovery in Discovery. It's trading at 149.75, up 2%. The range this year has been sort of around 142 rand, the low, around 157 rand, the high. And it's got bounceability, as we were saying. It bounced off those levels and it looks like it could trade back in the 150s. There's no specific news. Obviously, they've moved into the banking space. Certainly, of all the CEOs, Adrian Gore is, for me, he's number one.
Yeah, bounce back ability. Does he still run every morning? Do you see him every morning whizzing around? I think he does 5 to 10Ks or something in the Sandton area.
10 kilometers every morning with
every
a good
day.
Friend of mine. Every day, Saturdays and Sundays. He does apparently, I have not seen, but I've seen him run, but he does push-ups between meetings. So, I mean, he's already pushing health, but I mean, he's living out his philosophy of his company as well, but keeping so super fit.
Yes, and also David Shapiro does the same thing. He also runs every morning. You've seen him running around the Village Walk area.
Yes, I often bump into him on a Sunday morning when I'm doing my walk and he's doing his run.
Hmm. Okay, on the downside, Greg, we've got Pepkor down 5.7%. There must be some story there.
That's interesting because I did see a broker buy recommendation on it. So they must be having another look at the numbers today. The market not agreeing with that because initially the share price was stronger, but it had a weak afternoon, finished down 4.9%, 18.35.
Okay, I've got 1820 here, so let me just refresh my screen. Netcare.
You need to refresh.
I'm going to refresh. I need refreshing. Down 3.7% for Netcare, Greg. That has been in the up column and the down column throughout the week.
Yeah, and it really, really sort of accelerated the negative mood of yesterday. It was slightly down a lot more today. I've got a terrific amount of doctor clients that just happened to stumble across, and a lot of them hold Netcare shares, having sold practices to Netcare over the years. So, a couple of troubled phone calls asking for advice for most of the afternoon, but difficult to see how they're going to get it, the next 6 or 12 months, how they're going to turn that, margins are under big pressure. That's the problem.
Bidvest down 3.8%. Netcare, as we've just spoken about, 3.7% weaker. RCL, well, they're up and down all over the place. And Aspen, just holding on to 100 rand a share, 2.86% weaker, Greg. Dow Jones, S&P, all doing very well. Can it hold? Was yesterday just an aberration?
It's got that feeling that we might have seen the worst. I mean, I think these trade negotiations only pick up again next week, Wednesday again. I think with the US going over to China, if I was reading Wayne McCurry's tweets correctly. So we have to live with this uncertainty for quite a bit longer, really. It's unnerving for brokers.
It's very unnerving indeed, although a little bit of volatility and a plus 20 billion day on the JSE must have cheered you a little bit, Greg. Get some interest going, doesn't it? At least it does that. It piques people's interest.
Yes, I think when we spoke this morning, we did note that already by 9:30 we've done 1.5 billion rands worth of trade.
Yeah. Very good.
So there's certainly some big volume going through. There is some reweighting of some indexes coming up the end of this month. That's the MSCI. So maybe people starting to position ahead of that.
Dollar rand, as we close this conversation, 14.22. British pound against the rand, 18.36. And the euro rand, 15.94. We've got the euro dollar at 112.10, Greg. And if we have a look at the international commodities prices, the gold price has slipped back by $3.75 per ounce to $12.96. So still not managing to poke its nose above 1,300. We've got the platinum price up 3 to 8.56. Palladium up 4 to 13.21. And Brent crude oil, $71.40. Are you still long of crude oil via your third-party investment partner?
Yeah, I got my statement today.
And
it's funny being on the other side of it. The number which I gave him, April 2017, it's slightly down on the bet.
So wait a second. So you gave him money in April 2017.
Yeah.
And you're down. You're down two
it's
years
a
later.
Fund. So you do have months where you're nicely up. But I think year to date he's up 10%, but most of last year we lost ground.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm giving him cut off in June next year, and that's done and done. Take my money back.
And you support Manchester United. What a life you lead. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.